turunduse täht.
What have you seen or noticed from your previous week?
I wanted to talk about the Shugapova candies. That if you don't know yet, that are connected to world famous tennis player Maria Sharapova, and this is the brand she promotes. One of Estonian supermarkets started to sell them, and what was interesting that Maria Sharapova herself tweeted about it and suggested people to buy. And the coverage after the tweet was really, really good, because I noticed it in our major daily, and also it received a lot of social media coverage. And really, seeing the picture, I felt myself that I really should go and buy it just to taste.
Did you?
How do they? No, I didn't have time to go there. But the first thing when I go to the shopping center, I will go and buy. I promise.
Please.
So this is my nominee for this week. But Anne, what did you notice?
Well, if I said Manchester to you, what would you think of?
Football, what is this? Manu.
Yes. Football, yes.
Production. What else do we know?
Nothing else. Just okay. Football.
Okay. Well, this week, I assume you're talking about Manchester City and not Manchester United, by the way.
Yeah, United is football too. Yes. United is also football, but Manchester is mostly.
Well, that's the sport he's known for, football. But Manchester is also the home, the national home of cycling in the UK. And this week, as the World Championships in cycling have been taken place, and in the 2012 Olympics last year, the UK did really, really well in cycling. And there were one or two funny things that happened then. We were known, for example, for our hot pants. Now, I think hot pants are normally known as really, really short pants, aren't they? Mm-hmm. But these were actually pants that the cyclists wore, mm-hmm. and they were warm, and it helped their blood circulation. And so one or two funny things came out of the Olympics, like them all wearing hot pants. But Manchester now is the national home of cycling, and this is not really a marketing campaign, but it's really be interested to get your views on this. Suddenly, cycling has really taken off, and all this week, cycling has been plastered all over the UK papers. Some of the stars from the Olympics, like Victoria Pendleton, have now retired. But there are some new youngsters coming up. And we're talking about 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds who are really coming through and winning these medals. So this is a campaign that's not really been marketing as such, but it has been about a subtle rebranding of the city away from the sport that it's always been known for, which is football, and it will always be known for football, to another dark horse coming up on the rails, which is cycling, and everybody getting really, really excited about cycling in Manchester. And if you've been to Manchester, you'll know that it's one of the darkest, greyest, most miserable cities in England, and I'll get shot when I go home for saying that, but I live in Yorkshire, and there's great York rivalry between Manchester and Leeds, where I work, and you wouldn't think ever that cycling would be a sport in Manchester. And I just think that the UK team have done a fantastic job in promoting their sport.
Probably it's difficult, of course, to to guess who is behind this kind of thing, but I think personally that it's always very difficult if you have one great sport in a city to bring up another, because everybody from their childhood, they want to be stars in this sports. So it is interesting. Maybe just Manchester is interested to grasp all the sport activity under them and to show that it's a number one sports city in England.
I think it's about cycling and it's about success and how success breeds success, and all of a sudden a brand that has been built probably over the last two Olympics is suddenly just enormous. And it's you, I'm sure there's lots of very clever PR gone on, and there's clearly been a growing profile of the sport. But there's something magical about success, isn't there?
Yeah,
it just, it is. You know, it's, whoa, I want to be a part of that.
Raoul, what is your success story?
My success story actually comes also from previous week, and I read it from some newspaper, and I really opened it because I tried to find it. It was talking about one Finnish boots company that I had never heard about, and the story actually told about this brand is Kuoma. They are produced in Finland. I've never heard about them. And this news, actually, I think it's a PR trick, of course, but it's a nice one because they have a strong impact, and it's not a small news, it's not a small article, and it tells that there is a so hard, so huge interest of those boots from Russian side. So Russians come to Finland, especially this one part of Finland, and they buy all those boots. So the company has to put limits how much boots they sell to Russians, because Finns also want to have their own boots. Of course, as a PR person, I understand that this is not quite okay, but this is a nice way of producing articles, I would say. Therefore, it's my candidate.
Very good. So, Anne, what is your favorite out of the three?
Ooh.
For whom would you vote?
Ooh, this is a difficult one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's why we ask.
I like the boots one. I think it's very clever.
As a PR specialist, you understand that.
I do understand it, yes. Because this is about making it even more enticing, isn't it? Because rare. You can't get one. So you know, it's like a Christmas teaser campaign, isn't it? Queue up now because you might miss it.
And I for sure will go and buy one. I agree, because it was actually something I found, so I agree.
Okay, but then I do agree with you.
Thank you.
And we send our weekly marketing award to Finland
this
time. To Kuoma.
Mm-hmm.